Psalm 44. This is the third in the series that we're preaching out of the book of Psalms about the maschil, spelled M-A-S-C-H-I-L, and it means instruction. And I believe these Psalms that we've been through thus far, I believe it was Psalm 32 and Psalm 42, been a blessing. I believe it'll be a blessing here for us tonight. Let's start in verse 1. We have heard with our ears, O God, our fathers have told us what work thou didst in their days, in the times of old, how thou didst drive out the heathen with thy hand and plantest them, how thou didst afflict the people and cast them out. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thine arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hadst the favor unto them. Thou art my king, O God. Command deliverances for Jacob. Through thee will we push down our enemies. Through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. But thou hast saved us from our enemies, and hast put them to shame that hated us. In God we boast all the day long, and praise thy name forever. Selah. There's a rest right there. There's a pause. Verse 9. This word is so key in Scripture. I liken it to the hinge on a door, the word but. God's going to show us now another side of things. And he said, but thou hast cast off and put us to shame, and goest not forth with our armies. Thou makest us to turn back from the enemy, and they which hate us spoil for themselves. Thou hast given us like sheep appointed for meat, and hast scattered us among the heathen. Thou sellest thy people for naught, and dost not increase thy wealth by their price. Thou makest us a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and a derision to them that are round about us. Thou makest us a byword among the heathen, a shaking of the head among the people. My confusion is continually before me, and the shame of my face have covered me. For the voice of him that reproacheth and blasphemeth by reason of the enemy and avenger. All this has come upon us, yet we have not forgotten thee, neither have we dealt falsely in thy covenant. Our heart is not turned back, neither have our steps declined from thy way. Though thou hast sore broken us in the place of dragons, and covered us with the shadow of death, if we have forgotten the name of the Lord our God, or the name of our God, or stretched out our hands to a strange God, shall not God search this out? For he knoweth the secrets of the heart. Yea, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Awake! Why sleepest thou, O Lord? Arise, cast us not off forever. Wherefore hidest thou thy face, and forgettest our affliction and our oppression? For our soul is bowed down to the dust, our belly cleaveth unto the earth. Arise for our help, and redeem us for thy mercy's sake. If correctly read, that's 26 verses in Psalm 44. Pray with me just a moment. We'll get started. Father, thank you tonight for the Word of God. And thank you, Lord, tonight that every word is God-breathed. You inspired this book, Lord. Every word, every verse, every jot, every tittle. And God, you have a reason for it all being there before us tonight. I pray, Father, tonight that you would bless your people. God, I pray tonight, our Father, that you would help us to see some similarities and some parallels. God, if we don't wake up as a country, Lord, the judgment that Israel faced, we too will face. Now, I pray, dear Father, tonight that you'll just be with us and help us in the message. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I'm not going to title the message tonight anything other than Psalm 44, More Instruction. But when I get to the end of the message, I'm going to tell you the lesson that God wants us to learn from this psalm tonight. How many's ever had some lessons you've learned in life? Amen. There's things that people will tell you. That's one thing. But the lessons you learn on your own, that's another thing. Amen. I remember years ago watching my dad tune up a vehicle. And dad would replace the points and the plugs and the condenser and the rotor cap and the plug wires. I mean, that's all you had to do. There was room for a little boy to sit on the fender under the hood and watch dad do that. And dad said, son, don't you ever pull all them spark plug wires off at the same time. He said, pull one off, measure it out there, get you one out of the new ones, put it back. And I'll tell you, I was about, 16 or 17 years old, and I had a Plymouth. And I tell you, the fire and order, Brother Gary, was right on the manifold. And I said, why, anybody can do that. And I tell you, that thing coughed and it belched, and I didn't think it ever would run right again. Amen. It wouldn't even start to start with. In other words, I learned the lesson. What Dad told me was one thing. What I learned was quite another. I never did pull all the spark plug wires off of anything, unless it's a lawnmower. You say, why? Because it just got one. Amen. Amen. So tonight, there's a lesson to learn. Get to that right at the end of the mess. I want to examine three things tonight, and I think all of us, to some degree or another, have faced these things. I did some reading last night after J. Vernon McGee, and I don't know, you know, he's a lot smarter man than I am, but he puts this over in the tribulation hour with the children of Israel. And I'm not sure about all that. I won't argue with him, but I don't have any Bible to back it up, amen. But I do believe that God, at times in the life of the children of Israel, used heathen nations to judge them. Amen. And I believe they had some good days as they walked with God and followed the Lord. And I believe they had some bad days when they turned their back on God. And I'm going to show you that in the scripture tonight. Amen. The first thing I want to give you tonight is the past memories that I see here tonight. I want you to think about this lesson we're going to learn at the end. It's important to get all three of these things in time together. The past memories. In verse 1 down through verse number 8, the Bible said, we have heard with our ears, O God. Well, how did they hear? Their fathers told them. I'll tell you something that I believe is missing. Listen to me. Brother Jason, you weren't here Sunday night, and I told about a young man that I turned around and went back to meet on the way to church. And his name is Ethan. He was passing the football with his son. His son's 5 years old, passing the football. And I just wanted to tell him how proud I was that there was a boy somewhere in Bloomingdale that wasn't sitting behind a computer or sitting on some kind of electronic instrument, that there was a daddy that cared enough about his boy, amen, to get him out in the yard and throw the football with him. But you know what? I believe the most important thing that we could do for our children, we that are saved by the grace of God, is tell them about the goodness of God and the grace of God in our lives and how that God has met our needs, amen, and how that God has come through on our behalf. We've heard with our ears. Well, how did they hear, these sons of Korah? The Bible said we heard because our fathers told us. What did the fathers tell them? They told them about the work that God did in their days. Amen. Now this is going back to when God brought them out of Egypt
And God brought them into the promised land. Amen. A lot of people have got it in their heart and in their mind that the promised land is representative of heaven. But that's not so. I'll tell you what, I'm going to be mighty disappointed if I get to heaven and have to fight the enemy. I believe the enemy will be done when we get to heaven. Amen. I don't believe we're going to have to conquer because it's already done. The victory's in the Lord Jesus. But I believe with all my heart the promised land is a picture of the victorious Christian life. That's what I believe it is. Amen. God brought them across the Jordan and God brought them in. He brought them out that he might bring them in. He said, how thou did drive out the heathen with thy hand. In other words, their daddies realized they didn't do it. Their God did it. You know what? If you listen to some people talk about salvation, you think they done it. Honey, we didn't do nothing. Amen. God did it. Amen. Salvation is of the Lord. That's what the Scripture says. Amen. I thank God for that, don't you? And the Bible said, and in planting them, it was God that planted the children of Israel in the promised land. And then how thou didst afflict the people and cast them out. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thine arm and thy the light of thy countenance, because thou hadst a favor unto them. Let me just say this to you tonight and see if you agree with me. America's forgotten that. America's forgotten. Brother Junior, they have forgotten the God that brought us through those wars. The God, amen, that our country was founded on. The book that our country was founded upon. They've forgotten. And beloved, I'll tell you tonight, we see some past memories here that don't need to be forgotten because thou hadest a favor unto them. Let me say this to you tonight. This is just me saying what I'm about to say, but I believe there's only two reasons that the judgment hand of God has not already fallen on America.
Amen.
Our stand with Israel, and Blinken's over there right now wanting to turn that around. Are you listening to me tonight? Wanting them to quit, amen? I tell you what, I thank God for Benjamin Netanyahu. I thank God for somebody that's got a spine. Amen. Not going to let the spineless tell them what to do. Amen. They're God's people. We ought to pray for them. Amen. But I'll tell you what, we're living on dangerous, skating on thin ice if America turns its back on that little nation. And you can see it growing, honey, by the thousands in America. People that have nothing for Israel. People that, beloved, listen, would rather take the side of the terrorists than stand with God's people. I'll tell you something right now. We're in bad shape when we got those people in the Congress in the United States of America. We're in bad, bad shape. But we need to remember that it's God. It's His favor. That's the reason that our country exists today. Thou art my king, O God. Command deliverances for Jacob or Israel. Through thee will we push down our enemies. Through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. I've said this for years. I believe it's true. I believe that we ought to have a strong military. But I don't believe that's where our confidence ought to be. Amen, 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 amen. I'm telling you, our confidence hadn't ought to be in tanks or nuclear weapons, amen, or satellites or nothing else. It's God, beloved, that has blessed America. And I'm almost ashamed to ask God to bless America now. I ask Him to help us, amen, in this country to return to the God of our fathers. You see, this inclusion has went too far. Amen.
Amen.
America was once a Christian. nation. We held Judeo-Christian values that came out of this book. Amen. And nowadays, the only time they get this book out is when somebody dies. I say either take all this book or throw it all away. Amen. If you take it all, you can't marry a man, the man, the woman, the woman. Amen. If you take it all, drunkenness wrong. You take it all, you hadn't ought to be gambling. Say amen.
Amen.
Take it all. You hadn't ought to be lusting. You hadn't ought to be lusting after your neighbor's stuff. Amen. The Bible is teaching us here about past memories. Do you have some good memories in your life? Boy, I do. You remember when God saved you? Amen. You men of God that God called to preach, you remember when God just burdened your heart, began to finger around your heart. Amen. I'll tell you, it's a blessing. Amen. You remember, beloved, those things that God has done for you. I was thinking today as I was meditating on the sermon tonight, on the message tonight, I was thinking about starting out as a missionary and thinking about, you know, where we were. You say, Pastor, what did you have? I had the Lord. I had His direction. I had a word from God. And you know what? I thank God we got a missionary in Alaska. That's all he needed was a word from God. He got a word from God and went out during COVID and raised his support. Amen. Yeah, you say, Pastor, that just don't sound possible. No, it doesn't without God, but with God, all things are possible. Amen. Thank God for Brother Coulter. Amen. I appreciate him. Past memories. I thought about when we launched out, giving love offerings that churches would give us to our daughters in the back seat. I'll tell you something. A girl young learns at a very young age how to count money. All y'all got daughters, say amen right there.
Amen.
Amen. They know how to count money. And we'd let them count. You say, why'd you do that? I wanted them to know who was feeding us. I wanted them to know, beloved, who was paying the light bill and who was paying the house payment. I wanted them to know who was putting gas in the tank. Amen. And we'd worship. We'd rejoice. About 6 months of that, Brother Dale, and you know what the girls would get to ask of me when we launched out? They'd say, Daddy, are we going to a big church or a little church? Brother Rick, they figured out it was them little handfuls of people that was being good to God's man. This little handfuls on purpose, amen. And God was blessing. I got some memories that I wouldn't give anything for, amen. I got some memories that I wouldn't give anything for, past memories. The Bible said in verse 7, Thou hast saved us from our enemies and hast put them to shame that hated us. And God, we boast all the day long and praise Thy name forever. Selah. Now we go from the past memories to the present misery. I want you to see this. I've already read through it, but these people are not doing well. The Bible said in verse 9, But Thou hast cast off and put us to shame, and goest not forth with our armies. Thou makest us to turn back from the enemy, and they which hate us spoil for themselves. Thou hast given us like sheep appointed for meat, and hast scattered us among the heathen. Now, when you read this, if you don't know anything or don't look it up about the history of Israel, you might think, well, God's just not being fair. How could God... See, God made a covenant with His people. I want you to turn with me, please, to Deuteronomy, chapter number 28. Chapter number 28. Deuteronomy, chapter number 28. I want to give you some examples here of what's going on. You know, when you come to the book of Isaiah, I'm not going to turn there, but you've got five chapters, and Isaiah saying over and over and over and over and over again, woe unto them, woe unto them, woe unto them, woe unto them. You say, Pastor, why would you mention that? Because God called Isaiah in chapter number 6, when Isaiah saw also the Lord in the year that King Uzziah died, he saw also the Lord high and lifted up. No longer was he saying woe unto them. He said, woe is me. I tell you what, when you get close to the Lord, you won't worry about anybody else's woe. Amen. It'll be your own. Amen. Woe is me. He said, I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. God brought that coal from the altar, touched his lips, and sanctified him. And he said, whom shall I send? Who will go for us? Isaiah said, here am I, Lord, send me. Read the verses after that. God said, I'm going to send you to a people that won't listen. They're not going to hear. They're not going to heed. You know what? I thank God, beloved. Listen, I had a man tell me today. I asked him, he worked some here yesterday. I said, what do I owe you? He said, brother, I could never repay you for what you've done for me. You know what? Listen. I thank God. Everybody might not be listening, but some are. Everybody may not get help, but some are. I thank God it's not like Isaiah. Nobody's listening. Amen. Nobody's going to get help. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Are you there? Deuteronomy chapter 28. You'll get an idea of what's going on here with Israel. The Bible said in verse number 15, and here's that word again, but it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shall there be in the city. Cursed shall there be in the field. Cursed shall the basket. It shall be thy basket in thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land, the increase of thy kine and the flocks of thy sheep. Cursed, as some would say, cursed. Cursed shall thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, rebuke, and all that thou settest thy hand unto for to do, until thou be destroyed, until thou perish quickly because of the wickedness of thy doings. Brother Jack, I know you've been talking about old Jezebel and Ahab. I'm telling you, beloved, it's unspeakable. Some of the things that I'm talking about, Israel was involved in. Amen. But there was a wicked king. But let me say this. There's a bunch of wicked people willing to follow him. Amen. Amen. I thank God, beloved. Listen, the Bible said the Lord shall make pestilence cleave unto thee, verse 21, until he have consumed thee from off the land. Beloved, the Bible talked about that being scattered. Let me see if I can find a little place over here to read some more later in the chapter, because it lines up with what we read in Psalm 44. Look at verse 63. Well, let me back up to verse 57. The Bible said, and toward her young one that cometh out from between her feet, and toward her children which she shall bear, for she shall eat them for want of all things secretly in the siege and straitness, wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee in the gates. Look at verse 58. If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God. The Lord will make thy plagues wonderful, and thy plagues and the plagues of thy seeds, even great plagues of long continuance and sore sickness and of long continuance. Moreover, he will bring upon thee the diseases of Egypt, which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee. Also every sickness and every plague, which is not written in the book of this law, them will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed. And ye shall be left few in number, whereas ye were as the stars of heaven for multitude, because thou wouldest not obey the voice of the Lord thy God. You say, Pastor, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to say they were warned. God warned them. Amen. You turn your back on me, there's going to be a price to pay. Amen. I tell you what I wish. I wish America would wake up to the warning. I'm telling you, beloved, there's going to be a price to pay. Amen. Listen to me. I'm not going to be political about this, but I done figured this thing out. They've got it set up already. It's one side of the aisle. The border's all their fault. That's that side with the R beside of them. It's all their fault. Now watch this. When we get hit with a terrorist, listen to me, mark my words. It's going to be all their fault. We didn't have nothing to do with it. We just left the door open for 3.5 years. Amen. But it ain't on us. It's on y'all. Amen. Mark my word, youngins. Amen. They're worse than a bunch of school kids up there. Amen. God help us to wake up and realize judgment's coming. Judgment's coming. Look at verse 15. But it shall, not verse 15, I'm sorry, I'm on the next page now. Verse 63. And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do good and multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you. You see where the whole counsel of God's not being preached today? This God of mercy, this God of love, this God of grace is also a God of judgment. He's a just God. The Bible said, and the Lord shall, look at this, verse 64, and the Lord shall scatter, let me finish verse 63, and to bring you to naught, and ye shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess. Has that happened to Israel? And the Lord shall scatter thee among all people from one end of the earth unto the other. You see, when God says something, he's going to do it. Israel turned their back. And Israel suffered. And we see it going on in Psalm 44. We see not only the past memories, but we see the present misery. The Bible said here in verse number 65, among these nations shalt thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest, but the Lord shall give thee there a trembling heart, failing of eyes, and sorrow of mind. I just felt like we needed to go back there and see why that they're in the place they're in. It's not God's fault. Amen. When we wake up one morning and our electricity grid's been hacked and the gasoline pipelines has been hacked and we can't get propane and we can't get gas and we can't have electricity, amen. I've got enough gas to cut a few trees down, but not many. Amen. And I'm telling you, beloved, listen, we better wake up. God's people better be praying. We better be praying. Amen. Oh, God, have mercy on us. Amen. By the way, that brings me to the next thing. There's the past memories. There's the present misery in Psalm 44. But then there's this. There's promised mercy. Promised mercy. A while ago, I don't think I finished what I was going to say. Our stand with Israel, I believe that's one reason the judgment hasn't already fallen. And number two is a remnant of God's people. If I understand the scripture correctly, God wouldn't destroy the Sodom until he got Lot out. Is that right? Amen. Amen. And I'll be honest with you. If God wanted to, I'll just say it like this. If it weren't for Peter, the book of Peter, I wouldn't have known Lot was a righteous man. But the Bible said that he vexed his righteous soul with the conversation of the wicked. You know what he did? He tolerated it. And let me say this to you. You're not going to like what I'm about to say. But a whole lot of what's going on in America is our fault. We've tolerated it. We've sat on the sidelines, amen, and tolerated it. I believe that. I believe a whole lot of it doesn't lay on the steps of the White House, but it lays on the steps of God's house. God's men quit preaching. They're so fearful that somebody will sit on their dollar. They're so fearful that they'll offend somebody if they preach the truth. God help us. Amen. God's men quit preaching. God's people quit praying. We need his help, Brother David. I don't know if the ship can be turned around. But I know if it gets turned around, there's only one that can do it. Now, I'm not talking about a man. I'm talking about the God of heaven. He's the only one that can do it. And you know, I think back on 9/11, trying to get to the last thing real quick. But for about 2 weeks, even liberal newscasters was talking about praying. Amen. It was all right to pray. After about 2 weeks, we went back to the blame game, went back to fussing. Amen. Thank God for his people. Thank God for his book. Thank God. I don't know when I'm going, but I know where I'm going. In this chapter right here now, let's get down to the last thing. It's a promised mercy. You say, Pastor, how bad a shape were they in? I'll tell you how bad. Look at verse 23. They were in such bad shape, they thought God was asleep. Elijah knew that God didn't sleep. He doesn't sleep. He doesn't slumber. Say amen. Never. God's not asleep. That's how bad a shape they got in. Now in verse 26, they cry, arise for our help and redeem us, not because we're somebody, but for thy mercy's sake. Now, I'm not going to read a lot, but turn with me, if you will, in your Bibles to Romans chapter 11 quickly. In Romans chapter number 11, we're talking about God's people, Israel. Verse 1, number 1, I say then, hath God cast away his people? God forbid. Paul said, for I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Wot ye not what the scripture said of Elias, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed thy prophets, dig down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men. You know what God's saying? There's a remnant today. Amen. That understands the grace of God. Look at verse 5. Even so then at this present time also there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. Turn down to verse 25. This is a wonderful chapter. He said, for I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceit, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. Look at verse 26. I love this. What happens when the fullness of the Gentiles comes in? And so all Israel. Hallelujah. God hadn't forgot his people. There's a mercy that's promised. Amen. And beloved, the psalmist in chapter number 44 said, arise for our help and redeem us for thy mercy's sake. The Bible said, so all Israel shall be saved. There shall come out of Zion the deliverer and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. Honey, God's not done with Israel. Amen. And I thank the Lord tonight. There's past memories, there's a present misery, but there's a promised mercy. Now listen to me tonight. Here's the lesson in the chapter. I believe God wants to instruct us in. If we're not careful, listen to me very carefully right here. I want everybody, you may not need this tonight, but before the sun comes up in the morning, you may need what I'm about to say. We need to be very careful that the present misery does not cause us to forget the past memories or the promised mercy. Say, Pastor, what happens when a person allows the present misery in their life to cause them to forget the past memories and causes them to forget the promised mercy? I'll tell you what you're looking at right there. You're looking at a bitter individual. Yeah. Say amen. You're looking at an individual that has forgotten how good God is and has forgotten, listen to me carefully, the misery's temporary. Sister Gwen, I think of your sister. Sister Dolores Long, the misery was long. It was many years. How old was she, sister, when that arthritis crippled her like that? Holler at me, Houston, and tell me, or Brother Jack. Early 20s. Arthritis, crippling. But I tell you what, she's one of the sweetest Christians because she was not going to allow the present misery to cause her to forget the past memories. And now she knows face to face, the God of all grace and the God of all mercy. Amen. I hope tonight, if we didn't get anything else out of the instruction, that's the way God tied it together for me. We see in the chapter the past memories, the present misery, and the promised mercy. But when we get in a hard place, I prayed with a lady today that had cancer surgery early this morning. And I said, sister, I've been with you when we didn't know if you were going to make it. She said, that's right, pastor. I said, God left you here and I'm glad he did. And I said, we're going to pray God will deliver you. Amen. They said the surgery was a success. But I tell you what, only God, amen, can help her the way that she needs to be helped. I asked her, I said, did you get any rest? She said, no. You say, pastor, are you condemning her for that? Oh, no. You know what that proves? She's cut out the same stuff pastor is. Say amen. I'll tell you what, it wouldn't have to be me going through the surgery this morning for me not to rest last night or many nights if it was my wife. Amen. But we can't let that present misery cause us to forget the blessings of God in the past, the blessings that are promised in the future. How many is glad you come tonight?